Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We got a Tuesday full slate of baseball to talk about, but before we get to that, we'll dive into what happened in baseball last night, where we had four shutouts in Major League Baseball. So a lot of good pitching performances, which is rare. We'll get to that here on the show. Also, we'll have some fun with Mike Masato, who will join us in about 10 minutes for a little three up, three down, as well as Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit, down the left field line. Way back in. Gone. Oh, he caught. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Brian Walton with us, thecardinalnation.com. Welcome to the Ketel Marte Fantasy League here in 2019. I mean, where in the world did this come from?
He was one of a number of guys that I wanted in the middle infield, and to be honest with you, I like him for his positional versatility more than his offense. You know, I knew he could in these only leagues, and we're talking about a National League only league here, I got him in both labor and tout, paid $18 in tout, and got burned. So, you know, for every Marte, there's a Hampson. But in my case, hopefully, things are going to balance out.
All right, welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We had Brian Walton on the show yesterday. Today, a little fun. Jeff Erickson joins us in about an hour from now from RotoWire. And Mike Masato, who left some scorched earth a couple weeks ago, is going to join us in about 5-10 minutes from now as we take care of our three up, three down segment. My name is Craig Mish. This is Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY. Best place to listen to us, of course, is on the FNTSY radio app. Also, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, On Demand, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you hear a podcast, that's how you can hear this show, as well as the phone number to call in, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Chris Pavona, my producer, as always, today. We sit back, relax, enjoy the next 2 hours of this show. It is great to be with you here as we start recapping what happened last night. Yes, as I mentioned at the top of the show, there were four shutouts in baseball. And in this day and age where we're seeing so much power and so many home runs from different players, how in the world is that possible? I can't even describe how it must feel to have a pitcher in a game that actually threw 7, 8, or even 9 shutout innings yesterday, but that's what happened. Masahiro Tanaka of the New York Yankees, a 3-hit shutout, 10 strikeouts. He has dominated the Tampa Bay Rays for whatever reason, likes facing them. And the Yankees ended up winning 3-0, so you got yourself off to a good start this week. Of course, a lot of these players, in fact, I think all four of the pitchers who I'm going to mention, will all make starts again this weekend. For whatever reason, Tanaka pitches well against the Rays. Circle it, write it down, take a picture, put in a book. Tanaka versus Rays is something that you want. DFS 2. Joey Lucchese for the San Diego Padres. Remember how hot Lucchese was at the beginning of last year? 7 shutout innings against the Brewers. A very good offense. Good job by Lucchese. Brewers hitters were saying they couldn't really see the ball out of his hand. That's always a good sign. You don't really need a lot of scouting and information once you hear that. Hiding the ball, that's a key point as a major league pitcher. So Lucchese, 7 shutout innings, too. Rick Porcello, 7 shutout innings for the Boston Red Sox last night. They win 2-0. By the way, Barrios on the other side of that game pitched well. A lot of good pitching performances. And then the final shutout performance yesterday, Red Sox beat the Twins, by the way. Final shutout performance was Miles Michaelis. He threw 6 shutout innings as the Cardinals beat the Marlins 5-0. Now, usually a lot of these low-scoring affairs are on Sundays and Sunday afternoons when full lineups aren't in and it's backup players playing. But yeah, we got a lot of great pitching last night. And so, by the way, if you're in a head-to-head league, man, you are feeling good going into Tuesday. Not me. I had Clevinger in my head-to-head league, so I'm going to have to make up some of that. But Tanaka, Lucchese, Porcello, and Michaelis. all wins, all a minimum of six shutout innings in Major League Baseball. And remember, not a lot of games last night, too. We had a rain out, and so we had about 70% of the schedule playing. I don't know what has happened in baseball where every night we're looking at just like a million bombs, and I could sit here and just do 2 hours going over every single home run. That's not something I used to do in the past. There weren't as many home runs. But I love opening up a show with pitching. Maybe it's a little bit more boring than home runs for you. I get it. But in this day and age where we're trying to win leagues and identify any kind of starters and streaming pitchers that you can find, let's at least highlight on one day in 3 weeks some starters. So thumbs up Tanaka, thumbs up Lucchese, thumbs up Porcello, thumbs up Michaelis, as well as some other pitchers we'll get to a little bit later in the show. Coming up next, it's time for a little three up, three down. Mike Masato will join us. We'll have some fun. Hopefully we'll be on the air after it's over. You're listening to FNTSY Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish, and we'll be back after this quick timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour champion, 2017 world number one. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
The morning after.
I don't know if it made me a bad person, but as soon as the shots went off, and I was monitoring the parade very closely, and I was tweeting about it, I was watching all the videos and everything, and all when people started like running for their lives, the first thing I tweeted, I was like, get it together, you're going to scare Kawhi Leonard away. And I'm thinking, Kawhi's probably on the stage thinking, this is great, I got no reason to leave. And then like, well, if a bunch of people get shot right in front of them, we're going to have a problem.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish with you here on Fantasy Sports Today on FNTSY. As always, throughout the week, we take care of a little three up, three down. And, we bring in our celebrity guests to take care of it. Sometimes Chris Pavona, our celebrity producer, does it. But today, we're going to piggyback off what we did a couple of weeks ago and bring in Mike Masato, who joins us to do a little three up, three down on the show. And then we'll bring him back and talk a little fantasy baseball, see how his season is going. Mike, good afternoon. Thanks for being part of the show.
All right, I'm back. So I'm doing like half the show today. I mean, is there going to be any kind of financial compensation? I mean, you could at least buy my drugs for the month or something. Did you do that?
I mean, we do know a guy on 42nd and Lennox. You know, just let us know. Well, you can meet him there in the corner, and we'll hook that up. Yeah.
They deal steroids out there. I don't know if they do that at all.
No, I don't know. I mean,
everybody seems to think I'm on steroids. I don't understand. It's amazing in this day and age. If you keep yourself in shape and you're older than 30 years old, you must be on some kind of drugs. That's what the thinking is.
I've never heard that about you. I've never heard that.
Never heard that either?
No.
First on the air today, you heard it now.
Okay. Well, there you go. I've heard of the hard drugs is what I heard. Okay, let me get started. Here we go for fantasy baseball. My first one, Lance Lynn, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 9 strikeouts. Of course, the theme is pitching today. A lot of good pitching performances. Will Smith had 19 saves. He got his 19th save last night for the Giants. Hopefully they'll be able to move him and get something back. And then Max Muncy, by the way, in that game hit his 17th home run. So that is my first of three up, three down. What do you got, Mike?
Well, it was Father's Day on Sunday, Craig. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
Hope you had a great Father's Day. So, I do. I know it's hard to believe I have children. I know it must be hard to believe. But anyway, I did a couple of three up, three downs related to Father's Day. First one up, I was actually playing this really cool game. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but my eldest teen son says there's this really cool game going around, which you can do on Wikipedia. I'm not sure you've heard of it. It's called Three Clicks to Hitler. Okay, so next time you're with the family, it's a fun get-together where basically you go to anything on Wikipedia, and within two clicks, the third click, you'll be at Hitler. Believe it or not. Time when you have a family get together, you know, maybe you can chew the awkward silence after you bring that up. But I figure it's very fascinating that you can get to anything on Wikipedia. You can get to Hitler within two clicks. Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah, I mean, my whole Jewish family probably pass on that one. But, you know, interesting at least online to see that, used to be Kevin Bacon. Now it's Hitler. Okay. All right.
True.
My second one, Matt Carpenter laid down a bunt last night against the Marlins, against the shift. It almost rolled out to the outfield, and he got a double. And that was a really interesting at bat. Not quite as spicy as yours, Mike. What do you got for your second one?
Well, my second one is, I'm not sure if Craig, if your dad is still with us. Mine is. Thank God my dad is still with me. Great. So I got a chance to spend some quality time with my dad, not talking sports, because I had the kind of dad that, God, great dad, never learned a damn thing about sports growing up. He had zero interest in sports whatsoever. So I was a kid that moved from the city to the suburbs, and all the kids in the neighborhood were playing different sports, like in the street of all places. Like, you didn't play in the street where I grew up. You got killed if you played in the street, like softball and football, street hockey. So I naturally sucked at everything. So, you know, my dad taught me two physical activities when we were growing up. It was fishing and building crap in the yard or someplace. That's it. So the man had the patience of a saint to this day, which is serving him well now and as a senior, so he can endure my mother in retirement. So, but again, it was just a great day spending some time with him.
Oh, that's very nice. I wasn't expecting a nice tame one from you there, but okay, that's a good one. All right, my final one. This is one not for Mike for sure. Maybe for Bavona. Reynolds Wrap, you know, the company that makes you wrap your food around, whatever. They send a press release out yesterday. They're looking for someone, Bavona, to pay $5,000 a week to for 2 weeks, travel across the country, and just eat ribs at all the best rib joint places in America. $5,000 a week to do it. You can apply online. So that's my that's my final one. All right, give me your final one, Mike, and then we'll get to the downs here.
And then they pay for your funeral services when you have the heart attack, right? Yeah. When it's all done afterwards.
It could be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, another interesting thing on Father's Day, baseball related. On Father's Day, I moved in a third place into the NTM Ultimate that day, and I'm in contention to win the title. And Hitler had nothing to do with it, just so you know.
I'm good. I'm glad. You know, eighty percent of the people who listen to the show were Jewish. You know, now we've gone down.
They were
50% about
50%. Like you can't, at this stage of the game, you got to be able to mention that it's in jest. I mean, it's a huge thing. You know, I mean, it's a joke.
I mean, listen, you keep going with it. That's on you. All right, three down. Juris Familia. I think I saw you pop off about him. 7 earned runs over his last two appearances. Edwin Jackson, 7 earned runs in 2/3 of an inning last night. Edwin Jackson post-game said himself he sucks. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so that's my first down. What do you got?
You don't want me to repeat what I said on Twitter about Jerry's familiar on this show, do you? I don't think that would be a good idea.
I think we could get away with it, but that's up to you.
I don't think you want to do that. Anyway, my first three down here, I heard actually through the grapevine that you weren't able to get a show on the air Friday, in large part because Bavona, your producer, needed to take a personal day off last minute for a personal matter. So, Bavona, what was all that about? What happened on Friday? Is he there? He said he was going to be listening to the show. This is the kind of support.
I'm here, Masato. It wasn't for a personal issue. If it was for a personal issue, believe me, you would have been the first to find out about it.
Yeah.
No. Well, Mitch said it was for a male enhancement surgery consultation. That's what he told me.
No.
That's next week.
That's next week. All right. Good.
Yes.
All right. Well,
technical issues. Good.
No one even knew. We slid right under the radar there on last Thursday. It was like we.
I didn't think you want to project out that he was going for that kind of consultation. Nothing's anything wrong with that, but no.
Penile implants and jury duty. Bavona's one and two. You know, okay, 35.
One and two.
Yeah, or three. 35-year-old Florida man in Brevard County broke in, successfully stole pool inflatables from 13 different houses, and afterwards said that he uses them to perform acts instead of raping women. I guess he's a serial rapist and says that he did this instead to avoid doing that. That's per the Miami Herald. Actual story, 35-year-old Florida man. All right, give me your second one, and then we got one more. We got to take a break.
We can actually see that I'm already been a horrible influence on you by that last one, Mish. You're just going right down the toilet, right into the gutter with that, which I love, which I think is great. But anyway, so here's my second down one, and stick with me on this one because it's not going to be a popular position. But what the Major League Baseball players, that come out and start the game, mainly pitchers, and immediately after they start the game and they get shelled, they go out with flu-like symptoms, okay? So let me get this straight. You enter the game healthy, only to succumb with the overwhelming effects of disease. This is the biggest bullshit excuse I've ever heard in my entire life, okay? This is almost as bad as when John Gray left the game a few weeks ago because he had a hot spot on his finger. What the hell is a hot spot? Okay, Lou Gehrig and Cal Ripken Jr. are rolling over in their graves when they hear this kind of crapola, flu-like symptoms. That means they knew they were sick going out, and they left after that because they went out in the first place.
Yeah, that's a good one, except Ripken's alive still. So Gehrig.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry about. Sorry about that, Cal.
You could have referred to his father. I think his father passed away.
Well, Ripken Jr. was the one that had the streak, right? I was playing on the streak there with the two of them, right? Okay, good.
Yeah.
You know, Gehrig played with, by the way, Gehrig played with broken bones in his freaking hand, and you're going out with a hot spot in your hand? Give me a break.
I never heard that one. The only hot spot I know of is when I'm using the internet. Okay, my final one here, David Ortiz, the saga continues. It looks like they have found the person who set the hit on him to be killed. The only problem is, of course, they know who he is. They just don't know where he is. And that is my final down and three up, three down. We got 30 seconds, Mike, so take it away here.
I'll try to squeeze this in. Another one, the other popular trend in Major League Baseball today. Major League Baseball players pointing to the sky in irreverence for every damn thing that they do. Okay? So help me out, Mitch. Who are they pointing to when this happens? Please tell me.
I think God. That's the guess.
Okay, so God is overseeing all Major League ball players at any given time, okay, making sure that they get proper due. Otherwise, they're going to be hit with an offer or whatever, because he's watching because he's got nothing better to do than make you do well in baseball. Just knock it off. It's stupid. It's just ridiculous. It's out of control. Guy pops out. He's pointing in the sky. I don't understand him. Knock it off.
I do it in between breaks here on the show. Every time we go to a break. Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. Mike Masato is going to join us next. We'll talk some actual fantasy baseball. You're listening to FNTSY Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car
car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Arts Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you. We've got Mike Masato along for the ride. Mike, of course, plays in some of the high-stakes tournaments in the NFBC. If this is the first time that you're listening to him, or you haven't been paying attention to shows that I've been on, because got to know Mike a few years ago when we did the broadcast, and now he is slowly morphing and becoming a part of this show. And of course, he just did his three up, three down segment. We will post that for you on our app, on the FNTSY app, also audioboom.com. And we have a special edition actually this week of You Make the Call. We'll get to that in just a minute also. But Mike, will bring him back in for this segment as well. Your fantasy season, how would you say it is going so far for you? I know that the trash talk is always strong, but you got to be able to back that up. So how are things going?
Well, I happen to be able to back it up, Craig, because I happen to spend probably 6 to 7 months continually of my life, starting at the end of October, drafting and researching and working on baseball, because I'm obsessed with it. Because if I'm going to do anything, if you look at me, when you meet me, I don't do anything half-assed. It's all or nothing with me. That's how I do things. I prepare for this show. It's all over the top. When I train, whatever I do. So, and when in baseball, when I go at it, I want to be compete with the best of the best. So, and I'm actually having a very good solid year again. Like, I had a great year last year, pretty solid this year. Five main event teams. I'm in second place in one from, I would say, three of the five teams. I'm in contention to potentially win a title out of the five main events, which is great, as I'll take. And my ultimate, I moved in the third, which, you know, is the $40,000 first prize league that I put together several years back. And that's looking strong. And I got a RotoWire online championship that's like 39th in the country, which is also in first place. So a lot of good things going on.
Who were the players that you identified before the year that have worked out for you?
Well, it's funny that you brought that up, because someone was hitting me up on Twitter yesterday about when I got on the radio. You said, give me one player, I think you told me to give you, as I recall, and I believe one of them was Hunter Renfro, who I basically got laid everywhere, and I am in a ton of leagues. That's always nice to get you know, was probably eventually going to be over 40 something homers this year late. So I had a lot of Renfro. I took a lot of crap for taking Marcell Ozuna, where I did in many league, fifth, sixth round in a 15 team league, which has been great for me, which is good. A lot of Eloy Jimenez, which has been great for me because he's getting hot now finally. Brandon Lau, which was basically a throw in pick late, and he's been killer as a late round pick. So, yeah, it's worked out really well. And I started with aces this year, and it kind of worked out well in a lot of leagues because, you know, in this environment, if you get two really great anchors with the way pitching is so explosive, even with the great pitchers this year, I think that's going to serve people well down the stretch who are you know, competing for titles.
Now which aces did you end up getting? Because that wasn't an exact science based on the results, that's for sure.
Right. Well, I mean, for the ultimate, my first two aces I started off with, which didn't look great in the beginning, where I started off, I had the 15 pick, and I started off with Chris Sale and Gerrit Cole. So now that's looking phenomenal because those guys, I mean, Sale's been, you know, been great other than the wins. And Gerrit Cole, I think, still can get better from the way he started, even though he's been pitching phenomenally well with the strikeouts and everything this year. And ERA's a little high, but then again, so is everybody's this year. So he's got a lot of Gerrit Cole, a lot of Chris Sale in a lot of leagues, a lot of Verlander, which has been good in some leagues as well. And, I mean, obviously, my Syndergaard-Bauer combination in one of my leagues, which wasn't the best thing in the entire world, but, you know, Bauer could be worse. Syndergaard, don't get me started. He's another one you've heard me on Twitter about Syndergaard. So that's another story.
Yeah, but, yeah. No, with Syndergaard, I feel that I went into the year having him last year, Mike, and I feel like, and I discussed this a little bit, is that I just don't know how anyone can own him 1 year and then get him again. And that doesn't take away from the value of any player in fantasy. Certainly you take a chance on a guy, it doesn't work out, and if he's sitting there for you late, you do it. But I think there's just a frustration level with him, Mike, that he's on a team that always seems to have issues with their own medical staff, and he himself has had, I mean, how many, I mean, some guys get hurt and it's the same injury every time. Some guys get Tommy John, they're out for a year. How many different injuries has this guy had? I mean, that to me is...
Well, look, what did Yogi Berra say? 100% of his game is half mental or something like that, or right. You know, something like crazy, whatever. He's a head case. That's the problem. All right. A lot of these Mets, I mean, I'm a Mets fan, so I can talk trash about the Mets. All right. I said this on Twitter. It's a culture of losing. Okay. And that's the problem. You look at the Yankees across town, they roll out anybody, any stiff they put in the lineup or on the mound, the guy becomes a transformed player and a winner. But up and down, there's a mental problem going on throughout the course. Where the guy's got all the stuff, and you throw 100 miles an hour, you got four pitches. You know, you go. He looks like a deer in the headlights half the damn time. He doesn't put people away. He go to two. I mean, I watch him all the time. He goes to two strikes, 0-2. He's probably given up more 0-2 hits than anybody in the major leagues this year. It's ridiculous. So it's really a mental problem with him. And what does it tell you when Van Wagenen, who I think represented him, you know, was trying to, before he became the GM, basically he's trying to trade him in the offseason of the Padres. What does that tell you about that guy right there, which they should have done? So it's a mental thing. You know, as a Sicilian Italian guy, he's on my you're dead to me list starting from here on forward. I will never draft that guy again unless it's like it just falls to me in the 10th round or something. I'm done with that guy. Because there's something going on there. It's much and mental breeds the physical problems. It really does.
I auctioned for him last year, $29 NL only, and between him and Max Scherzer, things were rolling along. And then, same issue always with him every year. We're here with Mike Masato, who is joining us for his weekly bit here on the show, Three Up, Three Down. Well, one thing that we always do here on the show is we give people the opportunity to choose what we talk about. We thought we would do things a little bit differently because of the stories that Mike Masato has in both his life and in fantasy. And so let's find out on this week's segment of You Mike the Call.
You make the call.
Hello!
All right, those people who want to go to social media at FNTSY Radio, you can vote. When Mike comes back on the show next week, he promises me that one of these three stories will be told. So they have to be three accurate stories, Mike. That being said, give us the options A, B, and C. Chris Bavona will post them online. We'll vote, and then we'll have the winner next week. Go ahead.
Well, this is all true. I've led a very, very colorful life. in many ways. Right? I mean, I've always lived life to the fullest and pushed to the limit. And I have a lot of true stories that happened to me. Some of my, a lot of them are my younger days. And I previewed these a couple weeks ago. So I will give them. Now, when I come back on, am I just talking about the story? Or do I have to continue to create content and do three up, three down for you every time I come on?
It would be mandated you do three up, three down, and then you will. That's the way it's going to be.
That's the way it's going to be. Great. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here are the three stories that people can choose from. These are all true stories, and I can talk about whatever one wins, I will tell the true story. Number one, was the time I was almost abducted by the Hare Krishnas. This was during my time in college.
Okay, got it. All right, Chris, hold on a second. Chris, get that down. You got that, Chris? The Hare Krishna abduction story from Mike the Mouth. Okay, that's one.
And then there's my it seems to be a very popular one on Twitter, people responding to me already, my legendary movie theater brawl story.
Yes.
You know, when I virtually single-handedly took on five gang members in a bloody fist fight and lived to tell about it when I was working in a movie theater back in the day.
Okay.
So that was a big,
okay,
you know?
So Mike the Mouth fights off a gang in a movie theater and lives to tell about it. That's choice number two. And give me choice number three.
Well, I told you I would choose one of my. I probably was almost nearly expelled from college multiple times. That's pretty tough to do when you're at a large university or a decent sized university when you're spending a lot of time in the dean's office on a regular basis. But I have many stories, and I could tell. And I told you I played rugby in college, and I got a million great rugby stories. There's a classic story of when we hijacked a charter bus back from upstate New York and drove it through Manhattan. Drunk to get back to college with the charter bus, and what happened when we hijacked the charter bus to get back from, I think it was actually West Point. We were actually playing the Army West Point team up there, and we brought the charter bus back to the college.
Okay, and what college did you go to, Mike?
I went to Drew University in Madison, New Jersey. You familiar with Drew University?
No, I'm not. I don't. That's okay.
You should look. It's a damn good school, right? But no, it's a great school. It's near Ivy League, believe it or not.
Okay, So, final Bavona, final one here. Mike the Mouth steals a bus and drives it through Manhattan.
It's a charter bus.
Right. Mike the Mouth steals charter bus. Then let's just leave it at that. Mike the Mouth's charter
but
bus.
I wasn't driving. I wasn't physically driving. I wasn't physically driving the bus, but I was on the bus.
Yeah. We'll have to get video evidence of that. Okay. So those are the three choices. And you guys can vote online, and then Mike will come on the show next week and do that. Mike, thanks for coming on. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and do more fantasy talk, your more exciting fantasy talk. You know that's what you love. But, Mike, thank you, and appreciate always the contribution to the show, and we'll bring it back on next week, and we'll see what people vote. You'll tell your story.
I look forward to it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Mike the Mouth, Mike Masato. You follow him on Twitter. You can get all of his hot takes on the Mets, on life in general, fighting with different fantasy analysts online. There's nothing he won't say or do. That's true. He definitely lives life to the fullest for sure, unlike me who goes to bed at 10 o'clock at night. Okay. Coming up next, what we'll do is we'll dive into some of the other hot topics. It's like Hot Topic Tuesday here on Fantasy Sports Today. Jeff Erickson will be along from RotoWire as soon as his show ends at 1 o'clock. He'll pop on with us at about 1:15 Eastern. We'll go through some of the closers who did or did not get saves last night. Also, a couple of different players that could be sitting out there on the waiver wire that had pretty good weeks or good days. I want to get to that as well. As always, don't forget, you can listen to the show on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and here's how you do it. You download the FNTSY app. If you're listening on it right now, well, you're all set. But if not, here's an easy way to listen to the show. You have to do nothing. Just make sure if you have an iPhone or iTunes, okay, just subscribe to the podcast, Craig Mish Fantasy Sports Today on iTunes. Every day it will get sent right to you on the podcast app. No issue, no problem, straight streaming for 2 hours whenever you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also go to our audio page at audioboom.com. Stitcher is another app online that gives you a ton of podcasts, including this one, Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back with more here on the show in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Welcome back. Craig Mish with you here on Fantasy Sports Today as we roll on this Tuesday. Got a fun week of shows planned ahead for you. Some fun guests. Fun baseball discussion. Hopefully we kind of keep it light here on the show and hit on some other hot topics in fantasy. We're now giving you the chance to, I don't know how we've gotten to this point. We're actually giving people the chance on You Make the Call to vote for what they want to hear Mike the Mouth talk about. My gosh, what, I mean, we're only 3 weeks into the show. Like we're diving into uncharted territory, that is for sure. But either way, you can vote right now at FNTSY Radio, at Craig Mish. I retweeted it. You pick it. We'll bring him on next week. He'll tell one of these wacky stories that he claims to have. I have no doubt, by the way. I'm saying that in jest. So that's what we will do next week. By the way, a couple other things that I wanted to mention before we go any further. You can put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet up to $500. It's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports. You're in control. FanDuel.com/grid. Open up your new account. Claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And I can't wait for sports betting to be legalized here in Florida. I feel like we're going to be last among all states. That's like the big bummer here, is you got to find somebody here or do it online as opposed to the Meadowlands where you could just go there and go to FanDuel and do it right now. Like, where's my Meadowlands? I don't have that here. A little different for me here in Florida. We're kind of backwards, as you know. We do things different. As you know from listening to my segments where we do our Florida man or Florida woman, depending on the wacky stories. Okay. Back to the fantasy baseball discussion we go. Let's talk about closers here for a minute. You guys know me from many years of doing shows, not very big on closers. I was the guy before last season that said at the end of this year, Ken Giles would have more saves than Edwin Diaz. Now, right now, it doesn't look great, but I'm also not dead in the water yet either. But Ken Giles, who is on the injured list, was phenomenal for Toronto. Did I not say that he would? He has been phenomenal, but he's been out. Looks like he's going to be back next week. The only issue is with this is that the Blue Jays are so bad. I mean, ugh, like they're like the worst team in the American League, not named Baltimore. So, I mean, could Giles get 25 saves on this team? I don't know, because they're just not going to win many games. They're already 20 games under. Now, those extra numbers that he gives you, the ERA, the whip, the strikeouts for a closer, yeah, that's great, but that's not what you want him for. You want him for saves. And so far, so good, but it does look like Giles will be back in less than a week. I deactivated him in one league. I wasn't taking a chance for him coming back right at 10 days, but we'll see. Last night, the Cincinnati Reds decided to pull Raisel Iglesias and give Mike Lorenzen the save last night, and that is a little bit of an interesting development. Now, after the game, David Bell said that, simply put, what they're doing is giving some other players opportunity to close games, but if you're an Iglesias owner, you've heard these sort of rumors in the past about the possibility of them using different arms in the ninth, so you can't be completely shocked when any manager decides to use someone else. My advice would be, if you're playing in a 12 or 15 teamer and you're playing in a season long league, you may want to add Lorenzen just in case, you know, like you just never know how these things could play out. Maybe there's another team scouting the Reds. They're looking to see him in the seventh or eighth inning. All these things are up for discussion. I would add Lorenzen just to be sure. And I think that you should be okay if you end up doing that. It looks like he's the clear cut backup option there. After Hughes did, by the way, good job for them last year. Another closer kind of issue, and this is the problem when you're targeting guys for saves on bad teams, is Ian Kennedy of the Kansas City Royals wasn't the top choice for the Royals going into the year, but it looks like he's the primary choice now for saves. But the Royals are, again, one of those teams that they're 20 games under. There aren't going to be many opportunities from now until the end of the year. So as it stands, he has 8 saves. He did put on a couple of batters last night. But if you're desperate for it, my guess would be somewhere along the line, he could get traded. If he doesn't, then I would probably project a season saves total with him somewhere around 16 and a half or 17. He has 8 right now. I could see him doubling that number. KC in that division still may have an opportunity to win some games. It's, you know, Detroit is not great. Cleveland is not as good as they were last year. White Sox seem a little bit better, but we don't know what they're going to do at the deadline. So Ian Kennedy is kind of my third name in terms of closers. So keep an eye on all those situations. Giles, I think you're safe holding. I don't think that there's any reason to pick up a backup there. They're not going to win anyway. Daniel Hudson got the save when Giles was out, by the way. Raisel Iglesias did not get a save opportunity. May want to add Lorenzen. And then Ian Kennedy getting the save for Kansas City. Save opportunities few and far between for them for sure. So just keep an eye on that. In terms of some other players that I wanted to mention that may be decent add drops, Justin Upton hit a home run in his first at-bat back for the Angels. Maybe you're playing in a 10 or 12 team league. Maybe you're playing in a head-to-head league somewhere. Look, Upton is 30 home runs every year. I mean, even at this stage of his career, he is 30 home runs. Now, look, prorated over the course of the season, maybe in this season, guys can still hit 30 bombs because of the amount of juice that's in these balls this year. Bottom line is, I think Upton probably gives you 20 home runs between now and the end. So most people, I would guess, in these 12 or 15 teamers stashed him. But if for some reason you're doing your search, you may just want to see if he's out there, or if somebody just decided to cut him because they had too many injuries. He was not really expected to pop back into that lineup last night like he did. There was some speculation he was going to be back somewhere around the All-Star break, but here he is back on June 17th, and he hit a home run in his first at-bat, so certainly a good sign for him. Also, a player that I saw play over the weekend in person, and this is the one thing that I like to bring to the table on my shows, perhaps more than some other people in this industry that do it. And that's not saying it's better or worse, but I like visuals sometimes. I'm a new school fantasy player, but with a little bit of old school scout mentality, meaning that I think I have a combination of both. I recognize the data, I recognize the analytics. But for me, I like to also go to games. And fortunately, I have a Major League Baseball team near me, so I go to see the Marlins. And I saw the Pirates play over the weekend. They took 2 out of 3 from Miami. Kevin Newman. Newman is, he's one of those guys right now that every week on Sunday, and you know the players I'm talking about, when you log into your league and you hit the search button and you're like toggling all the different stats, who's giving me, who could I pick up to give me some extra runs or some extra hits or some extra stolen bases, who's done what over the last couple of weeks. We all do this. Newman is one of those guys that really impressed me in person. Over the last 7 days, he hit .407, and most importantly, he stole 3 bases. So maybe this is someone that can play a super utility type role, especially in leagues where you can move guys in and out of the lineup every day. Now, I, going into the season, as you guys know on social media, on Twitter, maybe my biggest whiff of all of 2019 was Jung Ho Kang. He's back. And when he makes contact, there's no question that he hits the ball way harder than Kevin Newman ever will. Okay? It's not particularly close. But the position flexibility of Newman to play some other positions, the idea that he has more interest in getting on base and potentially stealing a base than Jung Ho Kang. And so there's always a time in the season where you have to pivot. I would say that I play in 5 competitive leagues and 1 for significant money. And in 4 of them, I owned Kang. And I let him go in 2, you know, the kind of more shallow leagues where I could pick guys up to play. Once he went on the injured list, I was like, okay, that's pretty much it. So it looks like Kang plays twice a week and Newman plays 4 times. And again, seeing the player play in person to me makes a little bit of a difference. And that's why he comes a little bit more highly recommended. So your waiver wire on Hot Topic Tuesday would be go to the wire. Find Lorenzen if you have Iglesias. Find Justin Upton just to make sure that somebody didn't cut him. If you have the ability, grab him, put him in, because he's going to give you some bombs. And then Kevin Newman of the Pirates, you can remember and say, oh, you know, if it goes wrong, you could say, well, Craig, you saw him in person. Really, what did that add up to? Nothing, right? So you can go ahead and do that. So those are the 3 players kind of that I'm looking at as I head into my waiver wire week this week. One other thing that I wanted to mention aside from sports, and Chris, you're welcome to weigh in on this as well, because I really don't get it. I don't understand it. Now, let's keep in mind something here. I'm a big collector of different things, okay? Like memorabilia, records, vintage. I get all that, big time. Baseball. I used to be a big baseball card guy, and then, of course, I realized at some point these things were not going to put not only just me through college, but nobody else, right? Like baseball cards just basically peaked and gone. Now it's all like a stock market. You buy the cards before the players get into the big leagues, and then you sell them right before on eBay before they come up. It's a completely different world from when I collected. In fact, I would say that the premium cards that I have in my collection are basically at this point my Ken Griffey Jr. rookie cards. That I was smart about. Many, many years ago, I said, you know, at some point, the number one card in that 1989 Upper Deck is going to be worth something and a lot more. And it has doubled and tripled from when I bought it. And I have a few of them. Beyond that, I have my Reggie Jacksons and Bretts and Younts and all that, but they're really not worth what I thought they would end up being worth. What does this bring me to? Sneakers. Man, I did not realize how big the sneaker industry is. In fact, over the weekend here in South Florida, they had a sneaker con event. And it's just basically like selling all the rare editions that have come out through the years. I don't know why I'm so behind in this and realizing how big it was. Now, I do know that there are these pop-up stores. I'm aware of a lot of the basketball players that they put out their specific shoe. I'm aware of the Air Jordans and how much the originals could be worth. In fact, I think I had a pair of originals that may have been thrown out. How stupid am I? I didn't realize it, but I think I did. I think I did in Miami back in the day. But either way, they're gone. Sorry. What are they worth? $5,000, $10,000? My bad. But I just didn't understand and know the popularity of these things at the time. And if I would have kept my Air Jordans, It turns out they would have been worth in maybe my whole baseball card collection. And I have a lot of baseball cards, like just everywhere. All these cards from the 80s, some from the 70s, but mostly from the 80s, early 90s, in boxes and boxes and boxes, and they're just worth nothing. It's funny when I meet people and they tell me, oh, I have this amazing baseball card collection. And I'm like, oh, so you have like Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio, Willie Mays. Oh, no. I have cards from like the last 10, 20 years. I'm like, yeah, okay, you have nothing. You really have nothing. They're not worth anything. Like, oh, yeah, but. I'm like, unless they're like a one of one and an orange refractor of some kind, that's like basically all that's worth anything now. It's very sad. What do I do with all my Mike Greenwell rookie cards and Albert Bell's and Greg Jeffries? Just throw them away. Not only am I not putting anybody through college, I'm just not putting anybody through anything with this. Who is it? Who'd you say, Chris?
You can put them in your bike spokes.
Oh, I don't have. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, to ride a bike anymore.
Put them in your kids' bike spokes.
That's a good idea, Chris. I'm going to go ahead and put all my Mike Greenwell 1987 Fleer Update rookie cards in my bike spokes. Not a bad idea. Hey, coming up next, what we're going to do is we're going to have the best of hour number one. Coming up in hour number two, we'll dive back into the fantasy discussion. Interesting player, by the way, in the future of fantasy. He's going to pitch tonight, if you're interested. Vanderbilt starter Kumar Rocker, who struck out 19 batters, will pitch in the College World Series tonight. I want to discuss him a little bit. That'll be fun. Jeff Erickson will join us as well. But coming up next, in case you missed hour number one, we'll give you a little taste on our best of closing out hour number one of Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to MaidSailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. Masahiro Tanaka of the New York Yankees, a three-hit shutout, 10 strikeouts. He has dominated the Tampa Bay Rays for whatever reason, likes facing them. For whatever reason, Tanaka pitches well against the Rays. Circle it, write it down, take a picture, put in a book. Tanaka versus Rays is something that you want. DFS 2. Here with Mike Masato, you, Mike, the call.
So here are the three stories that people can choose from. These are all true stories, and I can talk about whatever one wins, I will tell the true story. Number one, at the time, I was almost abducted by the Hare Krishnas. This was during my time in college.
Okay, that's got it. One. All right, Chris, hold on a second. Chris, get that down. You got that, Chris? The Hare Krishna abduction story from Mike the Mouth. Okay, that's one.
And then there's my it seems to be a very popular one on Twitter. People responding to me already. My legendary movie theater brawl story.
Yes.
You know, when I virtually single-handedly took on five gang members in a bloody fist fight and lived to tell about it when I was working in a movie theater back in the day.
Okay. So Mike the Mouth fights off a gang in a movie theater and lives to tell about it.
Classic story of when we hijacked a charter bus back from upstate New York and drove it through Manhattan drunk to get back to college with the charter bus. And what happened when we hijacked the charter bus to get back from, I think it was actually West Point. We were actually playing the Army West Point team up there, and we drove the charter bus back to the college.
Okay. And what college did you go to, Mike?
I went to Drew University in Manhattan, New Jersey. You familiar with Drew University?
No, I'm not. Okay.
You should look. It's a damn good school, right? But no, it's a great school. It's new Ivy League, believe it or not.
Okay,
So,
final Bavona, final one here. Mike the Mouth steals a bus and drives it through Manhattan.
It's a charter bus.
Charter bus. Right. Mike the Mouth steals charter bus. Now, usually a lot of these low-scoring affairs are on Sundays and Sunday afternoons when full lineups aren't in and it's backup players playing. But, yeah, we got a lot of great pitching last night. And so, by the way, if you're in a head-to-head league, man, you are feeling good going into Tuesday. Not me. I had Clevinger in my head-to-head league, so I'm going to have to make up some of that. But Tanaka, Lucchese, Porcello, and Michaelis all wins. All a minimum of six shutout innings in Major League Baseball. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.